The higher mind, higher self, doesn't have an ego, so it doesn't get, quote unquote, butthurt.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we inspire and activate women in their power, in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I'm the Ecstatic Life Mentor. I'm also the founder and creator of Creator Consciousness, which is a Trinity teaching of embodiment, manifestation, and creative genius, here to help people masterfully create their reality. A big part of my life is my connection, my relationship to my higher self. And I had a client the other day ask me, how have I created that connection? And I thought it'd be a really wonderful thing to talk about here. Because I mentioned it a lot. I always talk about my higher self. I refer to it frequently. So first off, what is the higher self? The higher self is a version of us that is further along in the densities. It is a version of us that is in seventh density consciousness out of eight densities of an octave, that is assisting the versions of us that exist in the lower densities. It is our helper, and you can think of it as a guide, absolutely. And it is the part of you that can see more. This is probably the most important part of the higher self. The higher self is the version of you that can see not only this life, but multiple lives and realities, how they're interwoven with this one. Your higher self sees and knows what you're here in this life, in this incarnation, to learn, to gain, to grow. It can see the unfolding of the orchestration. It can see the path. It can see your heart's desires. It sees all of it. It sees everything on a much larger scale. You can think of your higher self as, you know, a version of you that is up in a helicopter, or perhaps even up in a spaceship, right? Seeing all of the earth, rather than the version of you that is down here, feet on the ground, only seeing what your eyes see. Your higher self is also of higher consciousness, meaning it actually holds a higher vibratory state of being. Seventh density is beyond unity consciousness. It is the final density before moving back into oneness. So your higher self holds a very high vibration of love, of acceptance, of power, of abundance, of bliss, of joy. Our higher selves are here to help us in this life. They are here to guide us. And what's even more important is our higher selves are really who we should be listening to. We often listen to the mind. But the mind is just simply programmed. The mind is like a computer. The mind works off of, works from, functions by what it is programmed. So if you think about a computer, it is functionable by the software that you put into the computer. The mind is the same thing. It will see life and relate to life via the programs that have been installed into it. These programs come from how you were raised, your environment, society, your parents, and even other lives and other spaces that you brought belief structures in to recycle them and decide if you want to continue to believe them. Our mind is not here to understand how. Our mind is not here to understand how it is meant to carry out a task, how something is meant to happen. The mind is here to apply creative life force energy to our physical reality. The how something will happen, the when something will happen, is really up to your higher mind. The higher mind translates information from your soul and gives it to your mind, which then translates that information into understandable content. Just like your mind translates words from a book into information that you understand. It does the same thing with the higher mind. You know, I've been in connection with my higher mind since I was a child. And one of my most profound experiences with my higher mind was when I was 19. And I decided to go to college, as I'd been deciding to go. However, my higher mind came in and intervened. And ultimately told me to go travel the world, which I did. It was a very profound moment. It was one of those very pivotal moments in my life. And I listened. And I've had several of those throughout my life, and several pivotal moments of listening to my higher self and radically changing my life. However, even though my higher mind has been with me, I've still had to cultivate that relationship. You can think of it like a relationship because it is a relationship. Even though your higher mind is a version of you, it is still a relationship that you must cultivate. Even like the relationship with yourself is a relationship that you must cultivate. It's within the cultivation of the relationship with your higher self that you strengthen that communication, as well as you strengthen the trust between you and your higher mind. Again, just like a regular relationship between you and another person. If you show up and you communicate clearly and you're honest and you listen to the other person, the relationship strengthens. So it's always about the relationship. That's an important thing to understand, because if we're just demanding things in our life, demanding that our higher self shows up and tells us what to do, demanding that money shows up, demanding that people in our life show up, but we're not showing up, it's not going to happen. Or it's going to be short-lived. We have to show up. We have to be willing to see how we are showing up. This equates very much to the higher mind, the higher self, in the sense that most people just simply don't listen. This is where the relationship really takes a hit. Very often I'll have clients say, "I don't know, I just don't know about such and such." And I'll say, "Really? Let's sit down, take a breath into your body, and ask the question." Sure enough, they get very clear information. It's always the case. It may take a moment or two, but they always receive the information. the exact information that I sense, feel, see from my perspective for them. It's not that you're not getting the information. It's that you're not listening. So imagine you have a relationship with somebody and they're always asking you for advice and you're giving it to them from your heart, 100% information from your heart. And then they just blow you off. Now, the higher mind, higher self, doesn't have an ego, so it doesn't get, quote unquote, butthurt by such actions. However, the communication channel does weaken. The communication channel does take the hit. So while your higher mind will never desert you, will never abandon you, will never say, fine, screw you, I'm out of here. The ability to receive information will weaken because of your end of the conversation, not the higher self's. You have to listen to continue to strengthen that channel and open it up even more. If you're receiving advice, receiving guidance, what usually happens is that the mind comes in and says, no, you can't do that, or that's not possible, or that's not safe, or that's going to get you in trouble, or that's going to cause problems for other people. The mind will come in and say everything that it has been programmed to say, and thus why you aren't living the life that perhaps you desire. But the higher self knows exactly how to get to all of your desires. The higher self knows exactly how to create the life that you want. It knows the path of least resistance. It knows the path that will get you there the quickest. But the mind will judge everything. The mind will say, oh, that's not the fastest path. I know the fastest path. It's this way. But what does the mind know? The mind cannot see what the higher self can see. And this is the choice that you have to make. You have to acknowledge your own mind coming in and redirecting you. You have to acknowledge that you're the one in the relationship that isn't showing up. My higher self even told me this one day. It showed me that I wasn't showing up in my relationship with it, in my relationship to a lot of other things. It was a hard pill to swallow because I was shown how, quite frankly, I was just a bad partner all around. Which is always great information because then you can change it. The first question is always, how are you showing up when you get the guidance, when you receive the information? Do you listen or do you allow fear, doubt, worry, previous experiences, other people, yada, 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 to change your mind and not listen? Because that's usually the primary thorn in the side of the relationship between people and their higher selves. So it's a very clear resolution. Start listening. Face your fear, face your doubt, face the uncertainty. Because the truth is we all want a guide. We all want to be told what to do. And the irony of it is when we're told what to do, we don't listen. I myself have done this a bunch of times. Even though I've had this relationship and I've cultivated a very strong communication channel and relationship with my higher self, it doesn't mean that I always listen. And I've had to make that commitment to myself. I've had to say, I will listen. There's been some really challenging times. where it's really hard to listen. But I know that when I do, my life is much easier. So, first and foremost, always do your best to listen. The second form of advice that I would give you is ask questions and become curious without expectation of how the answer will arise. Questions are fantastic. They're a great way of opening doors and giving us insight into our reality, giving us insight into why something's happening, why we're choosing to create what we're creating. Ask a question and then let go of needing to get the answer. Let go of how you will receive the answer and just remain in that state of curiosity, of wonder, like a child. The answer will come. If you have a clear channel with your higher self, it might come through the voice of the higher self. You might hear the answer. Sometimes, if we're emotionally attached to the answer, we haven't quite let it go, the higher self will try to bring it through in other channels, like your physical reality, to speak to you without your mind intervening. So watch, open your eyes, and look at your physical reality. You know, my favorite thing is the conversation, I always call it, the conversation I'm having with the universe. There's always a conversation going. I'm thinking of things, and they're appearing in my physical reality. I'm asking questions, and they're appearing in my physical reality. I'm contemplating things, and there's a back and forth. Communication between me and my physical reality. It's really gorgeous and absolutely delightful. But you have to notice them because they're existing constantly. If you pay attention, you'll see how your reality is speaking to you. So learn to ask questions. Not questions like how, but what is my next step? What can I do right now that's going to help me achieve my goals? What should I be paying attention to? What part of my life needs the most focus right now? What am I believing or creating that no longer serves me? These kinds of questions. Powerful questions with powerful answers. Like, let's take a common question of like, should I stay in this relationship or not? First off, the higher self will never tell you, should you do one thing or the other. That's not how the higher self works. The higher self is holding the space for you to make the choice always. The higher self will tell you the best aligned action, but it will not tell you yes or no if you should or shouldn't do something. That takes away your divine or your free will. So get rid of those questions. They don't serve you, and they will not give you clear and concise answers. Instead, you could say, what part of this relationship do I need to focus on? What part of this relationship isn't serving me? What part of this relationship do I need to see? What about this relationship do I need to see that will help me to align? What do I need to see that isn't in alignment? These are the answers. These are the questions that bring you really powerful answers. Not should I do this or should I do that? The higher mind cannot speak to you like that. The other thing important to understand about the higher mind is it will never speak negatively to you. Remember, the higher mind is very high consciousness. It will always speak to you from a place of love. And acceptance. It will not speak to you judgmentally, putting you down, telling you you're wrong. So those are your mind. Those are your inner critic. And it's really important to understand the difference because they're very different. So asking the right questions, asking the questions that are going to really serve you. Practicing. You have to practice. This is a practice. Life is a practice, my love. Life is a practice. You have to be willing to practice. You have to be willing to put in the work. If you don't desire to put in the work, you're not going to see the results in life in general. That's just the truth of it. But you can make it fun. You don't have to ask serious questions. You can ask fun questions. Play with your higher self. Make it fun. This doesn't have to be complex, and it most definitely does not need to be serious. Ask yourself, where is the joy in my life? What can I do to bring more joy in my life? What can I do to bring more playfulness in my life? Or ask just a silly question. Play with your higher mind. But the more questions you ask, and the more that you learn to strengthen the communication channel, the easier this will be. Ask the questions, wait for the answers, notice how you receive them, and notice how they feel in your body, okay? Because answers from your higher self will feel in resonance. Like there's a knowing that they're truthful, even if they trigger fear, even if they trigger self-doubt. You'll know just through the knowing of your being that that's the answer, that that's really the truthful answer. So hear the answers, feel into them, and really think of this as a fun adventure of communication, of the conversation with the universe, as I love to say it. It's one of my favorite things in life. As soon as I think of something and put my awareness on it, it shows up throughout my reality. I'm shown all the different ways that those show up in my life, I'm shown all the different ways of how that plays out. And then I can ask questions and get answers. And I learn and I learn and I learn over and over and over again. If I'm uncertain about something, I ask my higher self and I get the answers. My higher self is constantly guiding me every single day. And not only my higher self, I'm connected to the higher selves of all my clients. They'll pop in and say, tell so-and-so this. This is the direction that would help them. It's a wonderful space to be open to. And you absolutely have this power. So know that you have the power. Start playing with it. Create that trust. Remember, this is about trust. When we trust our higher selves, our life opens up and becomes easier. The last thing I'll leave you with is a visual, again, of your higher self being, you know, up in a helicopter or perhaps up in a spaceship looking down at Earth. You're trying to get from point A to point B. You can only see what your eyes see. However, your higher self can see everything that's coming for you, all that's in your path. And the best way to get from where you're going, where you are, to where you're going. Sometimes that might be climbing a hill, because actually that's the better route. If you go the other route, there's rivers and there's alligators and there's all kinds of things. But it seems easier from your perspective. But your higher mind can see the whole picture. So listen to how your higher mind wants to guide you. It's also important to understand that your higher mind will never ask you to do anything that is unethical, that is unlawful, that is hurtful to another person. It might ask you to do something that is very loving to self and therefore uncomfortable for other people, but it'll never ask you to do something that is hurtful, that is directly hurtful, like, you know, actually physically hurting somebody or, trying to think of an example here. Yeah, like perhaps throwing somebody under a bus, right? Getting them into trouble. Your higher self would never ask you to do that, okay? It may ask you to choose you, and that can cause others discomfort, but it'll never ask you to directly hurt another person. So again, just being aware of the vibration of the information that you're receiving. It should be very high vibration in the energy of love, acceptance. So I hope this has helped you. It's definitely one of my most favorite conversations because I just adore higher selves. They're very funny. They love to tease, but they're very, very highly intelligent. And they're always here to help us. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm your host, Alara Sage. Please be sure to share this conversation because everybody can benefit from the understanding of how to listen and connect to their higher selves. And if you haven't already subscribed, reviewed, please do that. It does really help us here at the show. And otherwise, I will see you next time. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.